Hey, this is the Mudman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 93.1 WFLA. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody. With me today is Sandy Thompson from Equitable Title. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you, Laura.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So, you know, we talked with Sandy last week and had a lot of good stuff to go over, so we thought we'd do it again this week. But one of the things that I think is really fascinating that everybody is always concerned about out there, not just in buying a house, but in everything, but it comes in a lot in buying a house, and that's fraud, right?
Absolutely. Fraud with money, fraud with documents, different types of fraud is out there.
Yeah. So I read something recently that I believe Florida was number one in fraud in the country.
It's possible because we have a lot of people going in and out. So I think we just have a lot more opportunity than other states may.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're talking about fraud, the number one thing that we're always talking about is wire fraud, probably.
Yes.
Because today, what happens with your contract is that if it says that the funds need to be collected, which means the funds need to be wired. People that haven't bought a house for 10 or 15 years or whatever, they're used to bringing a check to the closing table, and that's the way that everybody used to do it. But then there were, first of all, there were bounce checks, I'm sure, if you bought a personal check. And then when it came to the bank checks, they were fraudulent.
Absolutely. We had fraudulent cashier's checks. And a cashier's check, even though it's supposed to be guaranteed funds, it still takes several days to clear. And in Florida, we disperse the day that we close. So we're getting all the money in, and that day we turn around and give it to the seller or pay off the seller's loans. We have to have collected funds, which is why most title companies and attorneys that do closings require the money to be wired to a bank account.
Yep. And they do need to be wired. So then, of course, the people that are out there that do these fraudulent activities mm-hmm. have figured out pretty good ways of getting those wire transfers to go to another bank account than the correct one.
Right. Unfortunately, and I don't know the whole in and out of it since I'm not that computer literate, but it's something that's called spoofing. So they're not really hacking into the system, but they're getting the hold of the emails out in the universe and attaching a different wire instructions than the one that may have been attached to the email, or they're just recreating the email. So most title companies will have stayed with the same bank. So if you have wired your money to a specific bank in the beginning that you've put your $1,000 deposit, and then 30 days later you're being told, oh no, we've switched banks, it's going to this other company, always call your realtor, call the title company. Do not use a phone number that you got in an email. You call the people directly on, look it up on the, internet, in Google. Google the phone number to make sure you have the actual office. Because we have had instances where a client paying cash to a $160,000 house, he sent $160,000, and a couple days before closing, we would call and say, well, when are you going to wire your funds? Oh, I did last week. Well, at that point, he did not. Someone had sent him an email, said the bank was changed, and he sent it to a whole completely different account. And if you looked at the email, it said Equitable Title, but it was spelled wrong. They had spelled it wrong, so it wasn't really from us. It was just out there. And unfortunately, it's happened to quite a few title companies in town. When we do our continuing education classes, they're always talking to us about fraud to make sure. There's been other agencies that have had fraud for payoffs, because normally we would wire those because your interest on your payoff stops the day they get it. So we try to wire it so you're not paying extra interest. And they've had cases where someone would send the title company or the attorney a new instruction saying, oh, here's the updated payoff, but it went to a different bank. And so it's all kinds of things like that. That's why our underwriters try to give us, emails and updates, education on all the new types of frauds that's out there.
Yeah. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Sandy Thompson from Equitable Title. And if you'd like to reach either of us, you can call 407-566-2555. So when that person sent that $160,000, it's just gone.
It's right? just gone. Sometimes if you, like if he had done it in the morning and he found out in the afternoon, like you can catch it before it is actually dispersed. But it had been like a week. So whoever had got the money sent to their account immediately transfers it out to somewhere else. And usually there's no way to track it because it's probably gone out of the United States.
Yeah. And so obviously you don't want to have that happen. So
absolutely.
When you do go to a bank, I mean, I've gone with some customers to the bank because they want me to come with them because it is a big deal to transfer that money. And so they're looking at me saying, is that the right account that we're sending it to? And I'm like, okay, well, let's make a call right now and make sure. And that's all you can do is that you have to make the phone call
right
there when you're making that wire transfer to the right person to make sure that it actually is the right place that you're sending it to.
Right.
And you just have to dot your I's and cross your T's with that because it is a lot of money. And you want to make sure that it's going where it's where you want it to go.
Absolutely.
Because that's heartbreaking when that happens. Right. And that you've lost that money because you were doing what you thought you should be doing. Mm-hmm. But somebody had taken advantage of you. And even though they can, you know, trace this, that, and the other thing, like you said, it's being transferred out of the country. It's being transferred somewhere where you can't, where it can't be traced to.
Traced back, yes.
Yeah. And it's tragic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it, and so the thing is that, and I have heard that that's a lot of what's happening. And so on, the warnings are on most title companies' emails. And,
right.
Every email they send you, do not wire without calling us.
Correct.
You know, don't do that without calling because it doesn't, you know, they're not going to be offended if you call and you double check everything that you're sending to them. They're actually going to be happy that that happens because nobody wants this fraud to continue or anything. And there's no way to prevent it at this point in time without doing those steps.
The follow up. And if anything sounds suspicious, assume it is and double check everything.
Yeah, because it is something that, you know, obviously we think is a big thing and that you want to make sure that never happens to you, obviously. And it just can, you know, people get in a hurry and they are grabbing this, that, and the other thing. And you just have to dot the I's and cross the T's five times on that.
Oh, yeah.
So the system is that when you are going to wire that money is that you call the people that you know and you don't call the number that's in the email. You would look it up independently yourself to make sure that it's the right people that you're calling. And if it's somebody that you're dealing with all the time, like if you're dealing with me, and it's like, I can make that call with you to make sure that it's going to be done. I'm still going to have you make the call and double check it.
Right.
You know, because I don't want to make a mistake on your behalf, but I'm definitely going to make sure that we're in touch and doing everything that we possibly can to make sure that the fraud doesn't happen. And then the other thing that you alluded to are documents that are fraudulent.
Absolutely. So there are some cases that has happened in the past with that our underwriters have told us about where, when you search the public records, there was a mortgage outstanding. Then it looks like it was satisfied. Because the only thing that the only way we know it's paid is a document's recorded called a satisfaction of mortgage. So we would find a satisfaction, and normally that would mean, okay, this is paid. There's no lien on the property. But what our underwriters do now is if they don't see any reason for that to be paid, like they didn't refinance it and put a new mortgage on there, there's no obvious reason why, they instruct us to call the actual mortgage company to verify that they were in fact paid off, because there's been cases where that would be then be outstanding.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Sandy Thompson from Equitable Title. Welcome, Sandy.
Good morning, Laura.
And at Frontgate Realty, your home sold guaranteed or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we're talking about fraud and document fraud, which is rarely new to what I've heard in regards to, but it makes sense that people would do that. And I know that I've seen people quick claim deed, like from this person to this person, yes, to this person to this, yes, person, that you just go, is that really true or a mess or what's happening on that? And so basically, if somebody records a satisfaction of mortgage and there isn't another mortgage that was taken out, or if those people didn't sell the property, then you guys are now checking to make sure that that was in fact satisfied.
Correct.
Instead of somebody saying it was satisfied, walking off with the cash that they were supposed to be paying their mortgage, and now, you know, that's happening. So,
right, absolutely. And there are a lot of documents that we have signed at closing by the seller. They're affidavits that say they're not, you know, there is no other outstanding lien out there. They've told us about everything.
Right.
Because, you know, you could take a second mortgage out on a Wednesday and close on a Friday, and we wouldn't know that you did that because it wouldn't be recorded yet.
Right.
So if that were to happen, then we have the ability as attorneys to go back after them to, you know, enforce the affidavit. And you said you didn't do this, and they did. And so that's part of the reason for the title policy. So we make sure we have that backup document so the attorneys can go after the clients if there was absolute fraud in there.
Yeah. And so it's like, you know, it does happen, I'm sure,
mm-hmm,
but there are safeguards to make sure that it doesn't happen as often as, or as it happens as little as possible.
Right. We try to stop a claim from happening before it happens.
Correct.
So some of the things that we wouldn't know about is because we, like I mentioned before, we do search the public records. We go back so many years and we have to rely on the notary publics that had those documents signed in front of them, that person was actually there in front of them to sign.
Yeah.
Because that's another fraud, is if you have a notary that's not quite honest, let's say, and they could have documents signed by Mr. Smith and it was not really Mr. Smith, it was someone else, and yeah, record it, and there's no way for us to know that it wasn't the real person that signed the document.
Yeah. Because
we rely on that licensed, you know, notary to do their job.
Yeah.
So,
and that's all the notary is doing, is making sure that it that's their whole job, is to make sure that the person signing that document is that person.
Correct.
They don't know what that person is signing, or don't have to know what that person is signing. All they have to know is that that person signing it is
the real person.
The real person.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so that's always interesting in that kind of thing as well. So fraud is out there, you know, you hear about it every day and
yep,
everything. And so those are just some of the things that why you want the professionals to help you with this transaction.
Absolutely.
Because it's got to be done that way,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, and, you know, it's always interesting to look at it and to see, you know, what the scoop is and that kind of thing. And so going back 30 years is also an interesting thing, too, because some of that farmland has been in the same ownership for probably hundreds of years.
Yeah, absolutely. So 30 years is marketable title, but a lot of times we will have records further than that because they keep track of all of that in the data books. And now with all the computers and everything, it's a lot easier,
sure,
to go back even further.
Yeah. Yeah, but just making sure that the person that did it and that they recorded things properly and making sure that it isn't, you know, different than what you thought it was and everything,
right,
is obviously important.
No gaps. Yes, absolutely.
No gaps. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m., joining me today is Sandy Thompson from Equitable Title. And remember, if you want to reach either of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that I thought would be good to talk about too is how you guys work with the lenders, because I know that you know, the lenders are asking for things and they need things in a, before they can give a clear to close,
right?
And everything. So you're working in conjunction with them to make sure that that process happens too.
That's absolutely right. So because they require title policy, they also we also have to give them the title commitment to say we are going to give you this policy. They have their own legal department that reviews what we're giving them to make sure that we're taking care of the things that could affect their first lien position. So, and we do that. They also want a survey. So we also order the surveys for them. We're making sure, like, the way you hold title is called the vesting of title, that the names match. So if you're married, there's certain circumstances we have to make sure the wife joins in, all different sorts of things that we're doing. The other job is kind of a coordinator. It's kind of like a wedding coordinator and it's a closing coordinator. We kind of bring everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
So as realtors, typically the realtor for the seller does not have a lot of contact with the buyer's lender because the buyer's agent's supposed to do that. But there's some circumstances when they may not be following up on it. So we can benefit the realtors by doing that for them, checking to see, are we still on target? Did the appraisal come in? Is the value there per the lender? So that way we can inform the realtor for the seller when they may not be able to call that lender.
Yeah, we do call that seller. We do call that lender.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we need to make sure that it's on track and that kind of stuff too. But there are times when that lender doesn't respond to me.
Right.
And so then I'll go to you and say, can you get the lender to respond to you? Which right. You can get them to respond to you sometimes better than I can.
Yeah, normally. Usually when it starts to be a problem, that means you can't get them, there's a problem.
So that's right.
Got to get to the right person.
That's right. So that's basic. So that's how we all work together, because we need to make sure that it's like, okay, I can't get them today. Can you get them today? And
right.
So we're all working together to make sure mm-hmm. that happens. And it's always an interesting dance, if you will, or whatever, to
right.
make sure that everything all comes together. And the best thing, though, is for people not to hide. The best thing is for people to actually let us know what's going on.
Right.
So because then we can resolve it.
Right. And then we can plan.
Yeah.
You know, yes, this is going to get done, but I need an extra week because of whatever paperwork. Because unfortunately, all of our jobs are paperwork.
Right.
They got to have every single piece of paper make sense to the underwriter giving the loan. So if they just tell you, oh, I just need another week, then you can get the extension and everybody's okay. It's just when they don't tell you that's the problem.
And when they tell you the day before.
Yeah, that's it's like, you didn't know this already?
Exactly. You know, it's like you can talk to them 2 days before and everything's fine. And then the day before, it's mm-hmm. like, oh, we've got a little bit of a hiccup here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think you might have known that before today, but it would have been nice if you would have let us know.
Right. Now, some things are caused by buyers. Like, they'll go out and buy a car loan, or they'll go buy furniture
new
house.
Or lose a job.
Unfortunately. That has happened in the past.
Yeah.
So it's best when you're going to be shopping for a house, don't do anything else on your credit until you are done and closed.
No, that is absolutely right, because it's just the little things that could cause a big headache or something that you need to fix or whatever. And so you don't want to put yourself in that position.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's always telling everybody that, hey, you know, don't do it. But some people do and it's okay, you know, but because
right.
we work through it. But you don't want to do that to yourself. You don't want to go through the mental roller coaster that you have to do.
Absolutely.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. And we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Sandy Thompson from Equitable Title. Welcome back, Sandy.
Thank you, Laura.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that Sandy and I were talking about during the break is that we were talking about the consistency of the market.
Right.
Because one of the things that people are always asking me is that they're asking me, when's a good time to sell, or you know, when's the downtime, when's the best time, you know, all of that stuff. And I think for the most part in Central Florida, we're blessed that it is a very consistent market. We don't have the snow. I mean, if we do have a hurricane, I think it your new orders probably go down the week after the hurricane.
Absolutely. Or a couple weeks before, because it's coming.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to buy a house till after the storm leaves. They won't close until after the storm's passed.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So those kinds of things, you know, happen. I think when school starts, again, it's another week or so when people are getting settled with the school time. And so, you know, then people aren't really buying houses during those couple of weeks.
Right.
And then when the holidays happen.
Right.
You know, you have another couple of weeks, but everything's like a couple of weeks. And then when school's out would be the other time
when
that
they're
I think,
on vacation. Yeah.
Yeah. They do that.
Yeah. But because we're in Florida, we get it. You know, we get our influx if there's a bad weather up north.
Yeah.
We have more buyers looking now and snowbirds coming down because they've had enough of the snow. So that always helps our business.
No, it totally does. And so when you're looking at it, I mean, you see it that you've just got consistency in the number of closings and everything,
mm-hmm.
but your later in the month is always heavier than the earlier in the month.
Normally, yes, that's absolutely right.
and it used to be much more so, I think, because, well, it probably still is because of the banks. They're closing out their books for the month or their books for the quarter or whatever, so they really want to get them done before the end of the month.
Right, and then the buyers, if you close last week of the month, there's only 3 or 4 days interest versus 30 days if you close at the first.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's the other thing. It helps their immediate cash outlay.
Yes. And if they're moving from a place where they have a lease, that's usually up at the end of the month too. So that last week gives them a couple of days and they don't have to worry about it as well. So
right. It
just, you know, it just depends on that. But it seems like a lot of closings happen at the end of the month. And they do happen consistently throughout the month, which they should. But, you know, but it seems like that last week always seems to do that. But the funny thing is that if it is going to be delayed, then it just gets thrown into the next month and all that anyway. So all that, we did it for this reason, for that, ends up, you know, going out the window.
Right.
And so, and it's tough. And the other thing that I think that people need to know about is that when you're actually at the closing table, if you're paying cash, then it's kind of immediate.
Yes.
That everything's happened. Obviously, the funds are in your account and you can disperse. But if it's cash, I mean, if it's a loan, there's a couple of things that need to happen before actually everything is dispersed.
Right. So the lender, we're acting as a lender's agent, because what they do too is send us all of the documents that have to be signed for closing. It's our responsibility to make sure A, they prepared them correctly. The names are spelled right. They have the correct legal description. We have to go through and have them signed, sometimes initialed. And then we have to send those documents to the lender before we can disperse the loan, because it's their money. They've given it to us, but they want to make sure the documents are correct to authorize us to fund the loan, mm-hmm. which sometimes takes a while, depends on circumstances. Sometimes it's just real routine. They just want a couple things. So that could add a little bit of time to your actual closing.
Yeah. And so when people schedule closings at 4 o'clock on Friday and they're using a lender, that's not always a good move for them.
No.
Because the banks are closed and then you can't get that funding.
Right.
And so you can't get it until Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And so they think that they've done everything and they can have their keys right then, but they really can't.
They don't always, exactly. And then some sellers want to have the money in their account before they will authorize release of keys. So then we have to be cognizant of that, make sure that we schedule them early enough in the day to allow for that wire transfer into the seller's account.
Yeah. So it really is it really is managing everything to make sure that it works properly for everybody.
Correct.
And I know that I've got a closing next week. That it's a simultaneous of closing, that they're selling one house and buying another. And so with that, you know, we just decided to let's just put everybody all together in doing it all at the same time.
Right. So it saves a step. Absolutely.
It saves a step. And so then, you know, because the buyer thought that they needed to close on their one house one day and then the other house the next day, which it really isn't necessary. They can do it all simultaneous at the same time, and all the lenders have approved it and said everything's good and that's not a problem. So that way, you know, and I think it's being done at 10 o'clock in the morning. So by noon, everybody should be out there walking away into their new house and everything will be good.
Right.
And so it definitely takes that. But sometimes if you don't plan it correctly and everything, then the buyers or sellers need to rent a place for a short period of time,
right,
a week, a couple of days, go to a hotel or something. But then that adds to the moving costs and all of the things.
And the strain and the stress.
And the stress. And that's where the stress really comes in,
yeah,
when those unplanned things happen.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, we do everything that we can to make sure that that doesn't happen by coordinating everything. But life kind of happens sometimes.
Yes,
and so
it does.
So it's like, you know, you have to wait a few hours for this or for that or whatever. I remember there was a guy that his name was Kevin, but he spelled it K-E-V-E-N.
Oh.
And so every document came in spelled the way you normally spell Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were 5 hours waiting for them to change the documents.
Correct the documents, yeah.
And everything.
Unfortunately, they don't let us correct them. We have to get a whole new closing package from the lender, so...
Right.
Yeah, just have to wait.
Yeah, you just have to wait. Mm-hmm. And so you think, oh my gosh, you know, it's like I could be doing so much other stuff and it's like, what's really wrong with it? And
right,
you know, isn't it just changing this one letter and then it auto-populates everything,
right,
and they could
right,
just send it right to us and it'd take 10 minutes? Which in reality, that's probably how much it takes. But, you know, we had to sit there for 5 hours waiting for that to happen.
Mm.
And, you know, so we learned a lot about each other.
Right. Absolutely.
Had some lunch, you know, did all that kind of stuff. You make the best of the situation. But, you know, it's just one of those things that you have to do. And it's not always, it's not normal, but it's not uncommon.
No, exactly. So it's real important when the realtors do those contracts that they ask the client, how is your name spelled? When
yeah,
you take title. Like, they may go by John or Jim, and their name's really James. Like, you got to ask them, what is your legal name? How do you want to take title?
Right.
So, because we are going by the contract, and if it's wrong in a contract, it's going to be wrong everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and then the deed has to match the lender's
mortgage
records,
mm-hmm,
and everything like that, and then you have to sign that paper in the closing table that says how many names that you've had throughout
over
your
the past,
life.
Right? Over the right?
Past. Yeah. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining us today is Sandy Thompson from Equitable Title. In order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. See you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Hello, everybody. With me today is Sandy Thompson from Equitable Title. Welcome back, Sandy.
Thank you, Laura.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold guaranteed or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that I think is always interesting is the ways that you can take title. And if you're married, it's pretty simple in the way that you take title, if it's your primary residence.
Right.
And so how's that?
So if you're married, if you take title with both names as husband and wife, and if something were to happen to either one of you, it would automatically be given to the spouse because it's your homestead. It's the house that you live in as your personal residence. There's other issues, like if you have investment property, and you own it, and you took title as just a married man or just a married woman, it doesn't necessarily go to your spouse. That would be, you know, the inheritance, the probate laws for that state or for the county. And So if you're in a situation where you want to make sure it goes a certain way, it's a good idea to check with an estate attorney prior to taking title.
Well, and I think that's really important because I know some people want to put their house in a trust.
Mm-hmm.
And when and what happens is that in Florida, when you change title, there is a state tax that the doc stamps that are required for the value of the property. So if you just want to change it from, you know, your name to your name and a spouse or your name and somebody else, you that tax is owed.
Yeah, that's because the county views that as a transfer of title. If you have one person, you're adding someone else. Well, you've transferred 50% of your interest. Now, there are certain circumstances where they could be exempt. If you're a husband and wife and you get divorced, well, then that would be exempt because you would put on there that this was pursuant to a divorce on the actual document being recorded. Other cases where if you are a husband and wife and you're just putting it into a trust mm-hmm. for, for financial purposes, and it's just the same names, that's also an exemption. And in some cases, if you're going from your individual name into an LLC and the only members are the two of you, that could also be an exception to the doc stamps. But the county is real particular, and they may not catch it in the beginning, but then the Department of Revenue gets involved, and they're going to review everything, and then they could come back to you later if you just pay like minimal stamps on it.
Yeah, I know I had one of the people that I know that they added a brother onto the property.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that for estate purposes.
Right.
You know, but as a result of that, it did trigger the expense.
Right. Absolutely.
You know? And so, you know, when you are buying a property, you want to make sure that you're putting it in the right title at the beginning so that you're not susceptible to any of those kinds of things later if you don't want to do
Absolutely.
That.
And if you're not sure, we always recommend that you talk to an attorney because we're not attorneys. We do have attorneys that we can access. Our company is owned by an attorney. We can always give you referrals because there's the one that should really advise you because there's different choices. If you buy a house with two single people, there could be a case where if one of you dies, that person's half would go to the heirs of their estate. There's another way to hold title where if that person dies, it would I might go to the other person in title. It all depends on how you actually hold title on that warranty deed.
Right. And I know that, you know, it's like maybe you are buying something with a sibling or mm-hmm. with a friend or something like that. And that's one of the things that the recent articles are out there that the millennials, that they're buying a lot of houses together with people that are no relation to them and
right.
that kind of stuff. And so you want to be careful how you're actually going to put that title in place so that when you're looking, you know, at all the circumstances of what could happen when it comes to dispose of that property, whether things work out or not, or you're,
right.
you know, together for 30 years or whatever, that you know that how it's going to end up.
And protect your interest because, you know, you might be the best of friends buying this house, but it may not end up that way. Or that person could get married and you got to deal with a spouse. So it's always important to check legally what's the best way to do it. How can you protect your interest should circumstances change?
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's just stuff to consider, but there's definitely the people out there that you can talk to. Like you said, that mm-hmm. there are attorneys that you can, you know, that you can talk to that can actually tell you this is what it means. And so then you can make an informed decision instead of just having something happen.
Absolutely.
And whenever we are, you know, selling or somebody's buying a house, that is the question that's asked.
Right.
You know, is like, how did you want to buy this house? You know, it's like, what was the title going to have on it?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times in today's day and age is that a husband and wife could be buying a house, but the title could be in both of their names, but the loan is just in one person's name.
Right. Just one person qualified.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the person does still have to sign the mortgage because they have to acknowledge that there's a loan on the property. So,
right.
So one of the things that has happened in the past, say you are separated from your husband, you're going to buy your own house. You're not legally divorced yet, but you want to close on this house. The husband may still have to sign the mortgage because
yeah.
you're still legally married and it's going to be the wife's residence. It's to protect the lender's interest in the property. So that has sometimes been a problem for closings.
Yeah. So, you know, and when it does come to a divorce, I mean, in Florida, I mean, a lot of times it does make sense that until your divorce is final, not to buy a new property.
Right, if you can, you know, do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it could, if you don't agree on what's going to happen with the property and it's not in writing, and even going through that divorce procedure, something else could happen to it.
So
you
want
to make sure that you protect your interests when all of that is going on.
Right, right. Because in Florida, you're either married or you're single. There's no legal separation. We don't have that in Florida.
So it's just good to know.
Absolutely.
And good to know that you have to have all of your I's dotted and T's crossed when it comes to buying property. But you have experts like yourself and Equitable Title that definitely make sure that as best they can, the I's are dotted and T's are crossed based on what you tell them. So it there's no question that's a bad question.
No, absolutely. Always ask.
Always
ask.
Because
if I don't know the answer, I can get you the right person to get you the answer.
Right. And so it comes down to just being informed and making sure that you're doing what you think you're doing, and then everything turns out great. And it's you know, the stories are there from the worst case scenario.
Right.
But the best thing is actually sitting there at the closing table with the people that are getting their house.
Absolutely.
Because they're ecstatic, they're happy, they're doing something that they wanted. Sometimes it's a milestone.
Right.
That was, and we're there to experience it with them.
Absolutely.
And it's really good. And that's how 99% of them turn out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is that they turn out good. It's the 1% that are the problems that
you kind of remember.
But you do remember those happy smiles and faces and everything when it gets all done. And it's a great thing to just be transferring somebody the money and transferring somebody else the keys. And
Absolutely. And
everybody's happy and moving on with, you know, with the circumstances of whatever's going on with their life. And it's sometimes bittersweet for one or the other, but it's at the same time, it's a completion. And it's something that you got done, and it's
always good. New chapter in their life.
New chapter.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And so it's always good. And in doing all of that stuff, and there's so many things that are involved when it comes down to that you just need to make sure. But I think our biggest tip for everyone is the fraud tip.
Absolutely.
Is to be careful of that, because that's something that there's a lot of, that we're all targets out there. And so you just have to make sure that you're doing the best that you can to not be a target in a
right,
big area.
Right. And if anybody's pushing you to rush, that's when you know there's a red button. You need to stop and take a step back and recheck everything.
Yeah. Because it's not going to matter for the most part if you take your time and do that.
Absolutely.
Yep. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.